Welcome to episode 20 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. It's not just the British royal family who've had a lot to plan and organise this past week. I've been arranging content for the Active Photographer, and if you've checked out the website in the last 7 days, you will have seen new blog posts covering technique and review, as well as a new page which I've set up to catalogue all future reviews as and when they go live. I've also been working on other posts too, including a giveaway competition, but more about this a little bit later. On this week's show, I'm taking advantage of the fact that our local woodlands are still full of bluebell flowers, which I need to photograph for my library of stock pictures. But seeing as how it's the May bank holiday, I decide to turn the photography trip itself into something a little bit special. So welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 20. It's just after 8:15 on May Day, May the 1st, here in the UK, and my good lady and I have just had our breakfast in the Bluebell Woods at East Ashling in West Sussex. Now, I am at ground level at the moment. I've got my camera on a tripod, and I'm just cleaning the front of my lens because I was just about to start recording this and take a few pictures and talk to you guys. And a couple of Labrador dogs came bundling through the bluebells, knocking into the tripod, mud all over the place, and a lady who apologised profusely, and then at the next point said, "Oh, you're Giles Babbage, aren't you?" And I'm thinking, kind of depends who wants to know, but long story short, she remembers speaking to me about 3 years ago when I was pretty much in this same exact position photographing bluebells in the past. So, let me tell you what I'm actually doing today now that my lens is clean once again. Dog slobber removed. I'm just setting up my tripod. I've got my D3 and 24-85, and it's dogs excluded. It's a lovely quiet morning here. You might be able to pick up the sounds of the birds in the trees and maybe some traffic in the background. What I'm trying to do today, the bluebells actually are past their best. They're sort of going over a little bit. The colour is not as vibrant as one would like if you were to record them in their best. I'm not worried about that today. What I want to do is record movement within these pictures. Now, when I was looking through my library of images from the last few years, and just moving forward along this track that's here, there were three or four pictures which really stood out for me, which I'd totally forgotten about. And they were pictures which showed trees absolutely nice and crisp and still, but the foliage, because I used a slow shutter speed, the foliage around them showed a blur. So with that in mind, I thought, okay, well, there's no real rush to get the bluebells in their best. I'm gonna come out and record them and just think about the color. So I'm going to do my first exposure of the day and say it's a 24-85, and I've got the path in front of me. I'm stood on here, it just winds off to the left hand side. To the right hand side of that path, I've got a tree here, which I don't know, I'm rubbish at trees. It's probably, there you go, if you heard that, the voice from beyond tells me that it's a beech, something like that. That'll do, let's say it's a beech tree. Anyway, that's nice and sharp. The aperture on my camera, I'm just setting to be something like, let me see, ISO is 200. I'm setting it to be f22, so it's sharp back to front, and it's not bright in here yet. The sun is trying to come out, but it's just behind the clouds. But I'm focusing on that tree. I'm going to set the timer on the camera to be, let's have a look here, going to the menu, too many menus on these cameras, timers and locks. Okay, so the self timer on here doesn't need to be much, 2 seconds. That way I can step away from the camera and there's no camera shake. But the exposure at the moment, first test shot of the day, f22, it's 1.3 seconds. Focus on the tree, you might be able to hear the winds getting up a bit. Just gonna wait a few seconds. Okay, release the shutter. And that's 1.3 seconds. And Okay, so what I've got, there's a bit of movement showing on there, maybe not as much as I'd like. In the past, you will have heard me talk about neutral density filters, which we often use to cut out light from that coming in through the lens. What I'm going to do, I haven't got anything like that with me. I was hoping that it would actually be a little bit breezier. That particular shot is okay. I'm thinking maybe there's not quite enough foliage to really have the effect, but it's certainly working. I've moved to f32 now, 2.5 seconds. Breeze is getting up, just going to do another shot there. That's going to be better. And as I look around, that's really nice. I've got movement in the leaves in the front. The bluebells are moving all around. It's lovely. Those of you who would have heard the shots, the audio that I recorded with my friend Will down at Port Solent, and we are talking about recording some objects still and some with movement with the boats. This is exactly the same approach. That's not a bad first shot. I'm just going to move around and see. Now that's kind of my marker for this shot. So what I'm going to do is just move forward slightly down this path. I've got sort of an old sort of willow tree here. There's a birch, I know that much, just in front of me. And what I want to do is a lot more greenery here. So I'm still at, let's see, I'm just going to go in a fraction more. You have to be careful with the bluebells, not to step on them or damage them. I'm at F32 again, because we're really stopping the lens down, because the bigger the number, the smaller the hole, which means there's less light coming down, less light coming into the lens. So that means that we're going to get those slower shutter speeds that we really want. So I'm just selecting the focus point. I focus that, I'm holding that in position. We're actually at F29 now, 1.6 seconds. That's looking pretty dark. So what I'm going to do is just exposure compensation a couple of stops. That takes me up to about 0.7 of a stop on the exposure compensation. The main thing is with this, I've said to Innie, my lovely lady, I've said that I'm not wanting to spend 5 hours in the woodland today. We've got far too much to get on with. So all I want to do is just get a few shots just to see. So the wind's got up, 2.5 seconds F29, step away from the camera. That's better. So there we go, that's really nice. So we've got this lovely blur. Not quite as much as I was hoping for, but it's, you know, maybe this isn't kind of the best, maybe the wind is not quite as much, maybe it's not the best location, but that's okay. We're going to just move around, going to turn back on myself now, and we've got much more greenery. As I say, this is going to be very repetitive if I just sort of just record, record me taking every shot. So I'm just going to do one more, and then we'll go for a little wander, and I will talk to you again and tell you what I'm looking at then. But for now, we're just going to set up this next shot. What I've got is a clump of trees now, lots of greenery, not so much of the bluebells in the foreground, which I don't mind. But what I'm going to do is just wait for this breeze, this wind to get up a bit. So it's quite secluded here. Just waiting for the wind to cut through the trees. So again, just F29, it's varying slightly as I do this. 2.5 seconds. Really, you're probably going to be wanting something like 4 seconds, something like that. As I say, it's a bit lighter than I was thinking it would be. Part of the reason we came so early, not just to have our lovely outdoor breakfast, but with the thought that if it's an overcast day, which I kind of knew it would be, that there wouldn't be so much light in the woodland here. So we're just going to take one more shot, and then we'll move on. So let's have a look here. F29, and would you believe the wind has died down now? We'll take one anyway. Step back from the camera. 2.5 seconds. See, that's a nice shot. I just need to wait for the breeze to kick up a bit more. So what I'm going to do, guys, I'm going to leave it there, and we will catch up with you in a minute. So we are stood at a very exciting spot. Again, I'm getting funny looks. What have I just exclaimed?
Oh, it's the tree.
It is the tree. Now, this...
Clearly very exciting.
Well, it is for me. This, thank you very much. Note to self, do not include partner in recording. This is why I'm so excited, guys. This tree is, or was the subject of one of the shots that I took a few years ago. And this is what sort of started off my thought about doing these shots here today. Basically, what I've got is a path leading along, bluebells either side, going foreground to distance. I've also got whatever it is, a beech tree in sort of the mid distance, and then in the background behind that, I've got a fern tree. It's rather tall, and it's a very dark contrast to these bright sort of green leaves that's coming off this tree in the mid distance. So what I'm going to do, as I remember it with a previous shot, it was like a swathe of green sort of cutting right across the middle of the picture, and that's what I kind of want to see if I can recreate. Now, I've got, you can see him, motorbikes in the background. I've got a little, just in front of me here, I've got a little sort of sapling, which is not ideal in the picture, but we're not going to start pulling things around and cutting bits off. That's not really acceptable, so we're not going to do that. What I've got to do then is just do a quick shot to begin with. One thing I did actually remember, I've forgotten, on my particular camera, the D3, the lowest ISO is, in fact, I'm just going to take a shot while I'm talking because you can probably hear the wind's getting up. There we go. I'm just going to let that do its self-timer thing. There we go. That's actually a 10-second exposure. The D3 has its lowest ISO setting as ISO 200, but then you've got another three settings that go lower beyond that. And that is what is giving me these slower shutter speeds. Now, it's a little bit darker in this area, not too much, but I'm just wanting to get this swathe. It's not, as I say, it's not as breezy, unfortunately, as it was the last time I was here, but the breeze is getting up. We're still going to keep trying. You can take another shot as well. We've got one, two, three, got about four trees in this frame. And the light is just sort of pooling through on in the background onto the ground. That's really nice. Ah, see, that's better. If I really wanted to accentuate this to one side, we've got a lot of sort of left to right movement. If I was to use my super wide lens, something like the 10 to 20, that would mean that if I was close up enough, the perspective would really kind of stretch out to the sides. That would really throw that around. But I'm not going to play around with that. I just want to keep these nice and simple. So I've just come off the track here, and I'm just trying not to fall over, actually. But more to the point, I'm just going to recompose here. I've kind of cut out now, or mostly cut out, the darker tree is off to one side in the background. I'm at f25, I've got an eight second exposure lined up. I'm just going to go in slightly closer. These shots tend to favour closer crop somehow. They're a little bit stronger, so I'm just going to line that up. Again, it's just waiting for the sun to... Sun's okay, it's just the breeze. I did actually just now try a shot where I kind of moved the... went up to a... we took another shot on the way to this one. I went in and I actually moved a branch around, gave it a bit of a shake, waited, sort of did that until I knew the timer was going to... I'm getting chuckles in the background here. Waited for the timer to be about right, and then I legged it out of frame, and the result was...
Quite dramatic,
but not on the picture, no. So, you know, personal intervention doesn't always work. So we're going to leave these trees to themselves here. I'm just going to line that up. It's not quite straight. Here we go. There we are. Okay, 8 second exposure, f25. I'm standing back from the camera. Sun's just breaking through now. Isn't it interesting how you can always depend upon your loved ones to back you up on these things? Although that said, I shouldn't complain. Innie's actually taking some nice behind the scenes pictures for me this morning. So I hope. You might be stitching me up. Who knows? Okay, so that wind's really got up. I'm going to just not mess around. I'm going to do another shot here. The bluebells are moving a little bit in the foreground, which is nice. Not too much. As I say, I would have liked it to have been a little bit breezier today. But essentially, by dropping down the ISO another sort of two or three stops, really that's kind of negates, cuts out the need for a neutral density filter here. As I say, I'd much prefer to get it in camera as I want, and that also extends to the use or the non-overuse, shall we say, of filters to rescue pictures. Effects are all very well, but you don't want to, you know, you don't want to have to interfere any more than is necessary. And actually, I'm going to be writing a blog post on the Active Photographer in the coming week or so about the use of filters and why so many people kind of jump to use them so readily, and when, you know, they do have their purpose, they're very useful, but it shouldn't always be there as a means to getting a picture because you haven't thought around it and you haven't got the skill to actually replicate the results in more traditional means. So just recomposed again, I've got a load of greenery, I'm focusing right into the distance now, I've got a load of greenery directly in the top, going straight across the top of the image, focusing on this beech tree in the distance. That's going to be okay. There's not a lot of... What I'm going to do is I'm just going to raise the tripod up a little bit just to get that extra height, because the foreground is not that interesting. We've got this path, but it doesn't really... It's not really doing a lot for me, frankly. So just going to drop the tripod. Oops. Centre column down. You guys that will have seen my post about how to secure your tripod, sandbags, all that sort of thing, lighting stands. If you haven't seen it, check it out. It's on the website, and I will link to it in the show notes. But this is one of those occasions where I don't need to root the tripod down too much because it's nice and steady. I'm just going to lock up the centre column so I don't get any more movement than I would want. That breeze needs to kick up, please. There we go, just going to recompose that. There we go, step back. That's giving me about 15 seconds now. Again, if I wanted to weight down the tripod, I've got a little loop on the tripod here. I could just get a carabiner clip, attach it to my rucksack that I'm using, which has got the rest of my kit in it, and hang that underneath the tripod, and it would do a great job. That, innit? I have recreated the photograph. I have indeed. I'm rather excited about this. It's a slight variation on the past, but that amount of movement in the leaves that's across the top here, that's what I was looking for.
Excellent.
So there we are. That's really exciting. I'm still getting funny looks. Thank you very much, darling. Okay, guys, we're going to find another location and we'll catch up with you in a short while. We've now made our way along another path to an area which I remember in the past. I was out here photographing the woodland and the bluebells, and there was an almighty downpour, and I actually was very lucky that I was underneath this yew tree, which I think they use for, there's a platform here that they use for culling deer. Anyway, this area is really nice. It's quite dark under here. I'm not going to do any pictures here today, but it gives a nice kind of vista out into the bluebells beyond. And this area, they've actually not turned over so much. Now, I'm just going to walk along. I've set the tripod up already. And the question is, what do you do when the wind has dropped and you're waiting to photograph leaves that are being blown around by lots of wind? Well, in Innie's case, when the battery has not been recharged for her point-and-shoot camera.
That's my new job, is it?
That's your new job. Apparently there are a good old 45-odd pictures of me doing my thing, and that's more than enough. I want to give a shout-out to Innie, because I can. Innie is a textile historian. She's also what I refer to as a knittist. She is very good with the old knitting needles and string. So if that is your bag, if that's your thing, I'm going to put a link on the show notes, but Innie, tell these lovely people what your website is.
ingridmurnane.com, and you probably better go to the show notes to spell that.
There we go. But Innie not only does my behind the scenes stuff like this, she also is bloody good at what she does as well. And those of you who have picked up on my lovely knitted beanie hat with my logo on that, guess who made that for me? And it's really nice and warm. So yeah, that's Innie, that's what she does. I'm filling air here because, ironically, there's not enough air blowing around to get these shots that I want. What I've actually got in front of me is, is it coppicing is what they call it, when they cut down the trees and they grow up from the ground again. These lovely little shoots coming off the ground here with lovely green leaves. It's a nice, tight, sort of close shot. Since I last spoke to you guys, I've tried a few test shots as we've walked along. Nothing's really the wider shots. There was a nice shot, so I thought, which was sort of a fork in the path with a clump of greenery in the middle. And I thought, oh, that's going to make a really nice, sort of pretty dramatic shot. With the amount of wind we've got here, it just wasn't doing it. So I'm sticking to the closer shots. Innie is now knitting away feverishly in the background, which is, that's good, that's what she does, and she does it very well, so I'm not complaining, and it keeps my head warm. So the wind's just got a bit, I'm on a quarter of a second f32 for this particular shot, nice and cropped in. That's going to do its thing. I've now moved the ISO to back to ISO 200 because I was finding that at the lower settings it was just a bit too much movement. Let's just keeping this at 0.3 on the exposure compensation. Let's drop that down again. Okay, this breeze has got up. It's nice, just a sort of smattering of the bluebells just in the foreground here. That's better. That's coming together again. So I'm not looking for anything particularly clever in these shots. It is just literally, that's really nice. Just nice, subtle, some might say dreamy on these pictures if you are romantically inclined. Am I romantically inclined?
Sometimes.
There you go. I'm gonna call it dreamy. There we go. See, people are really getting a good idea of me, not just the photographer. So that's a really nice dreamy photograph. So thank you. I'm gonna move along now. I'm gonna slightly different angle, leave her to play with her sticks and strings. And sticking their tongue out at me because I'm so lovely and romantic. Now, here we go. One thing I've just noticed, actually, this tripod that I'm using, the 055B Manfrotto, which you've heard me talking about in the past, has, obviously you have sort of the locking sections, but you also have what holds those and gives them the tightness is actually a nut and bolt. And last time I used it, it was absolutely fine, but in the intervening, no, you're fine there, thank you. In the intervening period, those nuts have sort of loosened, those nuts and bolts have loosened a little bit, so it means that the legs are slipping a little bit, so I have to watch myself. But this is, that's nice, this is a really sort of different shot that I'm lining up here. I'm only about, 10, 12 foot along from where I just was, but what we've got is some beech trees cutting across the foreground here. And I'm just using the depth of field preview. If your camera has it, really, really bear in mind, it's really good to use. What depth of field preview lets you do, as the name might suggest, you can preview the depth of field. Clue in the title, eh? Clever stuff. But it's one of those features that people don't often think about because it's just there and they either don't know what it's for or never think to use it. A bit like exposure compensation, you know, a lot of people don't give it much thought. Lining up this shot where I've got, because I'm shooting at sort of f22, f32, sharpness front to back, which is really good, but the depth of field preview lets me shut down the lens and the screen goes dark and I can just see, it lets me see how much sharpness from where I'm focusing all around what's going to be in focus. So that's going to be cool. That's as I want it. That breeze is getting up, so I'm just going to get a quick shot. 5 seconds, f29. Let's have a look at that. There's actually a twig in the way, which I want to remove, but I'd rather get this not quite perfect picture than not at all. And, you know, it's not so bad, but I'm going to move this twig. It's already snapped off, so let's say sometimes there's nothing wrong with tidying up your pictures and, you know, the whole keep it in camera campaign. Will, if you're listening, we need to do something about this campaign because we've been talking about it long enough. If you can get it right in camera, that's what we want to do. So I'm just going to review the picture. Not too worried about the histogram today because I can see it's nice and bright. There's a highlight just blowing out in the top left-hand corner. It's not a problem, but the main thing is there's movement in the leaves. The trees are nice and solid there. They're nice and sharp. That's pretty good. Just check and see where my focus is because I thought it was in the foreground, but clearly... Ah, now hang on. That is sharp. It just happens to be that there's movement in that particular branch. That's fine. Let's try another one. I'm going to drop this ISO down to what they call... you got ISO 200, then it goes low 0.3, 0.7 and 1.0. So I'm right down to 1.0, hoping that the breeze is about to get up again. Anytime you like. Ah, here we go. That's better. So 6 seconds F29. I might even throw a bit of extra movement in the tree in the foreground here. It's not doing any damage. Yes, I know I'm interfering with nature, but it's artistic.
That's my job.
And it's romantic, remember? There we are. That's lovely. That's perfect. That's really nice because what that's done is kind of filled a gap across to the right-hand side of the picture. What I'm going to do now is just reshoot that again, but change the focus point to the mid-distance. There we go. That's going to be fine. This breeze has dropped down a little bit again. Still same light levels. 6 seconds, maybe 8 seconds at F29. Just going to check that. It's nice and bright in the image. That's okay. It's just a bit of movement. Just going to wait and see what's happening here. Now, I probably should say the reason I'm taking these pictures is to build my stock library of images. I often get asked for particular shots. In fact, I've got a number of bluebell pictures which are in circulation at the moment. I'm waiting to hear from people to see how they're going to be used in corporate circles, not just in terms of illustrative in nature and wildlife kind of areas, but that's why I'm taking them. Now, just having a look, I'm shutting off all the light around the viewfinder here, so I can really get a good sense of just how much movement there is in the leaves. That's coming better. Okay, wind's getting up. Okay, we're going to do a shot there. I'm going to move this foreground again because I liked that. Good thing with these leaves is that they're very springy, so it doesn't actually snap them or damage them. I say leaves, I meant of course the branches there. Ah, that's really nice. Good. It's a bit like if you were to use on the right hand side here, if you were to get a clear filter and you were to smear Vaseline around it, around the edges, and put that in front of the lens, or if you were to use what we call a center spot filter, again going back to filters, that's kind of the effect we're getting. It's nice and sort of hazy around the outsides, but the central area is nice and clear and crisp. So I think that's just about enough for this little trip. Hopefully that's given you probably far too much information than you ever needed to know about all manner of things, but hopefully it's given you a few tips and a better idea about how you can photograph flowers, trees, what have you. Maybe not in the conventional way of always trying to record all the information that's in front of you in pure crisp detail. Maybe just trying to be a little bit more artistic, a little bit more romantic maybe. And again, if you've got any questions, do let me know. Check out Innie's website. And again, if you've got any questions for her, she's a lovely lass. She's very friendly. She'll answer your questions too.
Not on photography, I won't.
Not on photography, though. So thanks for listening, guys, and I will catch up with you soon. Ironically, as soon as we got home, the wind picked right up, presenting more favourable conditions for those movement pictures I had in mind. Now then, the giveaway competition. One of the reviews I wrote last week was of a book, The Rough Guide to Camping in Britain, which I found to be a great resource for both camping enthusiasts and photographers looking for new outdoor places from which to base their activities.
Thanks to the lovely people at Rough Guide, I have a copy of this book to give away to whoever can provide the best caption for the photographs shown on the giveaway page. All the details are there, so all you have to do is follow the link in the show notes for more info. Just remember, your entry has to be submitted by 11:59 PM GMT on Thursday the 12th of May 2011 in order to be considered. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. You can check out my Facebook page, Giles Babbage Photography, or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.